Good afternoon, my name is Adam Poole, the Heavyweight Voice, and it's my honor and pleasure to be here today as your host and MC for the third annual Beer Wars. So once again, folks, welcome to the third annual Beer Wars. For the past 3 years, Eastside Boxing Club has partnered with Vancouver Craft Beer Week and dozens of local craft breweries to bring you incredible day and night of boxing and beer drinking, of course, all for a great cause.
You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network. As BC Beer Wars says, nothing beats a pint and a fight. On April 8th, I was able to attend for the first time the third annual BC Beer Wars. It's held at the Croatian Cultural Center, and it is a boxing and beer event. The money raised goes towards the Eastside Boxing Club. The funds go towards their social programs, including free self-defense classes, free after-school programs for at-risk youth, and social scale programs for young adults struggling with their mental health. In addition to that, it also helps to maintain a space where Eastside can partner with other community organizations to fill in the gaps in community resources like the Frontline Fight Club. It was created in partnership with Health Emergency Management BC and the Portland Hotel Society. It provides free boxing classes to the frontline workers dealing with the fentanyl crisis. It's a really cool event. It was $45 for a ticket. You could also get a table ringside for $250 for up to four guests. And the beers were $6, and they were canned beer from all kinds of different local breweries. The boxers come from breweries and related industries. They had to train for just over 3 months, and this is the grand finale. They get to box in the ring for a good cause. I've recorded some audio with some of the boxers, some of the brewery owners, and I think it's kind of neat. The audio quality is a little rough at points because it was really, really loud inside the Croatian Cultural Center for this, which is understandable with it being a boxing event. I also like to point out that this is an officially sanctioned Boxing BC event. So all the fighters, except for the first two rounds, actually have official amateur boxing records now, which is really, really neat. I'd like to mention, too, that the first 2 years of this event, they raised approximately $60,000. And I'm not sure what they raised this year, but it was a packed house, and I'm sure they did a good job. We always love getting reviews from our fans. We got two new reviews on iTunes, and I'm just going to read them out to you. The first one is from JVS Go Gators, I think the name is. They're from the U.S. And the review says, "I am new to this podcast, but I enjoy the back and forth of the group. Very informative." And it was a 5-star rating. The other one was, "Great for Canadian beer." It's a iTunes review from Just a Bloke 45 from Canada. And it says, "Although I'm based in the East, I regularly listen to Mike and the gang at Pacific Beer Chat to get an idea of what is happening on the West Coast. The whole team has such a genuine interest and passion for beer, and that shines through in their conversations. Highly recommended. Thanks to both of you, and if you would like to leave us a review, we'll read it out on the air. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and just before we start, here is a word from the Hopped Up Network.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Cheers and hails. I am the Beer Metal Beer, host of the Beer Metal Show podcast, where the worlds of craft beer and metal music collide. Join me and my wife, the Craft Bruja, as we dissect craft beer and pair each review with the metal connection. We are proud to be the Blasphemers on the Hopped Up Network. We upload to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and you can hear us on most of your favorite podcast apps. Be sure to look for us on all the oversensitive social media websites. Cheers.
We'll start this event with Shane Zahar from Britannia Brewing.
So you guys have got boxer in this, don't you?
We do. We have two. We've got Manny fighting. He's about 170 pounds, I believe, and he looks like he's going to do good.
Nice. So what are you expecting from this event? It's kind of cool. You know, it's a charity event, a bunch of people getting together to learn how to box. And
I think it's going to be an amazing event. Like, I came last year and had a lot of fun. I brought last year about four people. This year we got 19 people coming down. Really had fun. I know they raised a lot of money for really good causes, and people learn how to box and get a little bit in shape, because we do work in the beer industry, and who doesn't need to sweat out a little bit?
definitely. All right, then your second boxer.
So our second boxer is Samantha Lee, and she's going up against somebody from Off the Rail. I don't like their chances. They're probably going to be off all the rings.
So you guys are in the blue corner, it looks like. So I guess you're going to be going for the blue today.
Blue all the way.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Mike Sharpum, Granville Island Brewing.
Awesome. So you guys got some boxers in this event here.
Yeah, we've got two guys fighting tonight. So we've got Josh Ruddock, who's a longtime bartender of ours. Great guy. He does our trivia nights. Does a lot of stuff for us. And then we've also got Craig Stout, who's going to be fighting tonight as well.
Awesome. How do you think they're going to fare tonight?
Josh is in his second year of training for this event, so he did it last year as well, but didn't make the main event night. So he's primed up, ready to go. He's actually going to be the first fight of the night, so I'm really looking forward to that. Craig, it's his first year. He's a big guy, which of course means he's fighting another big guy. So I've got high hopes, and we'll see how that goes.
Perfect. I guess you guys got some beer here too. What do you got pouring tonight?
I think we've got our, what do we have here? We've got our raspberry ale, the tail end of our winter ale, and our English Bay pale ale as well.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no worries.
Adam Crandall, the Moody Ales.
So right here at BC Beer Wars, you've got some fighters in this, don't you?
We do, yeah. Steven and Nick have been training for the last few months, a few times a week. So my chance to get to see someone punch them in the face. So.
Nice. How do you think they're going to do today?
I don't know. We'll see. I think they're pretty pumped, so I don't know. I haven't seen them fight. I'm sure they're going to have fun, though. So I just hope they can show up to work on Monday.
I was just going
to
ask. Do you think they'll make it into work?
They'll be there.
Awesome. Well, hopefully they do well.
I'm sure they will.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Gentlemen, our first matchup of the afternoon is scheduled for three rounds. It is a public sparring contest. Introducing to you first to my right, and fighting out of the red corner, representing Storm Breweries, weighing in at 201 pounds.
Mauricio from Paco de Bruin.
Perfect. So you've actually got a fighter in this fight today, don't you?
Yes. Rachel and Kelly, they're both fighting tonight.
Awesome. So how do you think they're going to do?
Well, I hope they're going to do good. Kelly won her fight last year, so she's going like one win, one fight. It's excellent. So the odds are pretty good. And Rachel, she's pretty athletic. She's pretty enthusiastic. She's been training so hard. I mean, obviously, it's a sport, so anything can happen, but I really hope her for also win. I mean, I can see all the training that she has put in, so hopefully it's a good one.
Awesome. Now, is theirs one of the actual carded fights, do you know?
I think both. Both are going to be carded fights, and Kelly's going to be later at night at more of a premium because she's second year, you know, she's done it before. But I think now they're both carded. They both, like, got a matching weight, and they're going to go for it, like, proper.
That's awesome. So not only do they work in the beer industry, but they're now going to be amateur boxers.
Yeah, no, and also the workout that goes with it. I think they're both super happy how fit they are, and how, like, as beer tends to be associated with unhealthy behaviors. And this is such a great thing that everybody's getting super fit. They are, like, doing lots of sports. And at the end, it's for a charity. It's all for a good cause. So we're pretty happy.
Thanks a lot.
Excellent, man. Thank you.
Can you introduce yourself here?
Yeah, I'm Josh Ruddock from Granville Island Brewing.
So So you were part of the first fight there. How do you think that went?
It was good, man. It was fun. You know, we had to kick the night off with a bang, so we came through and fucking... Oh, can I swear?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
All right. You know, we threw some bombs. It was good. Nobody got knocked out, which is good or bad. I don't know, but... There was blood and bombs, and I feel good about it. It was fun.
Yeah, I see a bit of a little cut on your nose there. It looks like you got into it there a bit.
I think that was from last night's sparring, but, you know, whatever.
Perfect. So what is it? What goes into this event? Like, how much training is there?
I mean, for me, I was going to the gym 3 days a week for training, and then if I wasn't at the boxing gym, I was at the fucking weight gym doing cardio, lifting some weights. Trying not to drink as best as I could, but it gets away, you know.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So how long do you train for this event?
We start at beginning of January, so 3 months of training, and then fight night.
That's amazing. Well, I know you didn't win with the popular vote, but I think you might have won that fight.
You know what, man? I feel good about how I fought, and we both had fun. Honestly, we both won, because... A, none of us got knocked out. Both of us came out on the other side, and now we get to drink together and have a good night. Like, also, like, being able to crush that 3 months of training and then fucking fight somebody at the end, like, nobody loses. You know, there could be a decision or whatever, but, like, yeah. Fuck it, right?
And, I mean, it's too bad you had to be a public sparring event, but I wouldn't shave my beard off for this either.
I can't do it, man. Fuck that. Hell no.
Cheers.
Thanks
a lot, man.
Take care, man.
Hi, my name's Craig. I am the sales rep and social media and marketing and event coordinator for Cole Harbor Brewing Company.
Perfect. Is this your first time at BC Beer Wars?
Yeah, this is my first time at BC Beer Wars. First time training. I got about halfway through the training, and unfortunately an old knee injury acted up and I had to step down, but still here to support, still raise some money, still to drink some beer.
I guess... What was involved with your training while you were doing it?
Hell was involved. Coach Dave and Coach Omar put us through calisthenic hell.
That's awesome. What is your opinion so far of this event?
So far, I think it's really good. I've attended Aprons for Gloves before, and this is run just as smoothly. Everything's put together really well. The coaches are top notch. The support is top notch. Everything is just fantastic. So, and it's always supporting a really great cause.
That's awesome. Talking about Cole Harbor, do you have anything coming out in the next couple months that you want to kind of plug?
Yeah, so we just released a few weeks ago, I guess about a month ago, our beer kind of sour. It's a raspberry sour with a little bit of lemongrass in it. The inspiration behind that sour was those red dinosaur sour candies you get at the grocery store. So, we decided we'll keep an eye out. We will be doing the entire Dino line. So we'll be doing, there's the yellow, there's the green, and the orange. So we'll be doing one of each in some sort of aspect throughout the spring and summertime, and kind of keeping that theme going.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike.
Hi, I'm Craig Stout from Grand Island Brewing.
Perfect. So you just boxed. Can you talk about kind of the training and what led up to this?
So 3 months, like starting in January, we started training as a group, and you know, it's pretty quick turnaround going from what seemed like so far away when you started to blows past in no time at all. It's a great workout in general and really fun, like kind of team building activity with everyone. Nice to get everyone together in the craft beer industry that's not just drinking. You know, we're going out there, we're putting a little bit of training in, doing something else outside of it, and getting to raise money for a good cause too. Is, you know, it's fun, it's a good workout, gets to meet a lot of great people, so all around a great experience.
Definitely. How did you find that your fight went?
You know, I felt the first round. He kind of took it to me a bit there. Got back down a bit, but you know, as it went on, felt a little more comfortable in the ring. First time I've ever been in a ring before, so it was nice to get it over with. Felt good to finish the full fight.
Nice. Yeah, you looked like you had a little bit of butterflies in the first round there after a couple punches.
Yeah.
But you finished strong.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Cheers. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks.
Awesome. Thanks,
man. Yeah, it's Liam Payton here from Worcester Brewing.
Awesome. So... You're here supporting this event. What do you think so far?
These have been some incredible fights to five, and all the exhibition fights coming through, and the first sanction fight there. Rachel from faculty just owned. That was so incredible to see. I love this event.
Yeah, she was great. How many times have you been to this event so far?
this year and last year. I participated in both, but unfortunately taken rib injuries each year, glass ribs. So I'll be back next year and work on my body blocking.
Nice. What is the training like for this event?
You gotta give a hell of a lot. It was so motivational and inspirational seeing some of the people in this industry. This is a beer event, right? It's craft beer. No one here is in like tip-top physique, beach body, and seeing that the whole industry come together and work their ass off and give it all they got, get slugged in the face, get screamed at by coaches, blood, sweat, tears. It's an incredible event. It's awesome.
I love the fact too that it's for charity, right? It's for a good cause.
It definitely makes you feel better after like taking one to the ribs, getting a popped nose, a bust lip, like getting a black eye. If you can brush it off and say you're doing it for charity and for a great cause, like the guys at Eastside, Dave and his whole team are just like absolute superheroes in my mind. Like they do this every year, they do aprons as well. It's all community based. It's all charity, youth at risk, LGBTQ. It's awesome. I love it. I'll put my body on the line any year for that.
Cheers.
No one's too hurt. Everyone that's fought so far, win or lose, is stood with a cold beer with a few hundred of their like industry peers and friends and supporters. That's awesome.
Cheers. Thank you very much, man.
Anytime, Mike.
My name is Karen Westmacott. I work for Red Truck Beer Company.
Perfect. So you were a fighter today, but you've also been involved with events in the past too. Can you kind of talk on the training and what you've gone through for this event?
Okay, so it's 3 months of training, really legitimate boxing training where they do not take it easy on you. And then you spar along the way, and it all comes down to one night of awesome boxing fun. And I mean, it's all for charity and everybody's here for the right reasons, but it's 3 rounds, 2 minutes each with a fair match, and then a lot of beer afterwards.
That's awesome. How intense is the training you do for this?
It's pretty intense. You don't just kind of show up and, you know, throw some combinations and walk away. Like, it's a ton of conditioning and cardio. They work a lot on that. They work on proper form. You know, nobody wants to put somebody into the ring to have them get hurt. And so, you know, you learn all the blocking and how to protect yourself. And it's all regulated by Boxing BC. Very legit. So it's legit.
That's awesome. Thanks for talking to us. Love supporting charity, and it's great they're doing an event like this.
It's so much fun. It's so scary in the ring, and then it's so much fun afterwards.
I'm glad it was you in the ring, not me. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, I got James from Storm Brewing. How do you think Mike did in this event so far?
Oh, he did really well. And he was paired with somebody that had a lot of experience relative to him. So only 3 months of training, he did amazing.
Totally agree. I mean, it was a great fight, and he threw some really good punches and had a great time out there. And you know what? I don't think either of us could do a great fight with 3 months training.
I know. Seriously, that 3 months, he actually, his body got a lot like slimmer and harder. I've seen him lift kegs that he would have trouble with before.
I bet. I'm also excited. This is the first time for this event you have canned a beer. Can you kind of talk on how that came about?
Oh, that's just it's kind of a lark. We just wanted to do something, and we're only allowed to serve canned beer at this event, and I wanted to participate as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, I hear that you're originally going to bring kegs, but when that was turned into cans only, you sponsored one of the West Coast canning guys to get cans here.
Oh, no, they sponsored me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said, oh, we'll can them for you.
Perfect.
Well, actually, Mike and Heather went over there and canned them, but yeah.
Well, that's awesome anyways, because, I mean, your brewery for a long time was just found at some bars and some parties. You opened up your tasting room, started doing the growler fills. This is the first time it's ever been in cans. Do you think there's ever a chance they might make it to cans again?
Probably, but I don't know. And the thing is, I don't really like cans. I don't like producing garbage. So yeah. For me, I'm kind of against it. But you know what? If times get tough, I might have to suck it up and start making cans or bottles or something.
Well, at least they're recyclable.
Yeah, that's true. aluminum is very valuable, so people do recycle it.
Thanks a lot, James.
Hey, no problem.
Hi, my name is Mathieu Aubin. I'm marketing director for Whistler Brewery.
Awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about the training you've gone through over the last 3 months?
Absolutely. Yeah, I signed up for Beer War early January, and oh, what a ride it was. It's been, I guess, 3 or 4 months now that we've been training at least 3 times a week. You know, it's all as a to raise money for charity. For kids in needs in the downtown East Side. So great, great initiative from East Side Boxing. So, you know, it's nice too, a lot of camaraderie from, you know, all the people in the beer industry, making new contacts and just new friendships. So even if it's for 6 minutes in the ring, you're fighting each other for the rest of the time, it's really a friendly experience.
That's awesome. How did you think your fight went?
Well, I won, so I guess it went not too bad. It was my first time in a ring like that for an official fight, so it was a bit nerve-wracking, I won't lie. But, you know, overall, I did good. I think the opposite, Nick from Moody L did really good too. So we've had we were exactly 192 pounds each, 5'10", so it was a very fair fight. But I just, I don't know, sometimes things go your way, and I threw a bit more punches that hit the target, so I guess I won the fight.
Definitely, and I love the fact that you are now an amateur boxer.
I know, right? I never thought it. My wife is not too keen about that. She loves the training. She loves all the weight I lost, but she's not too proud. She's not too happy about the punches in the head. And my boss the same. He told me, be careful, I didn't hire you for your smile. So.
Well, hey, you're 1-0 now in your boxing career, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm going to retire undefeated. So there's Mayweather and me. We're all, we got something in common. We're undefeated.
That's awesome. Thanks a lot, man.
No problem. Thank you very much.
I'm Rachel Warner from Faculty Brewing Co.
Awesome. So you just fought. Can you talk kind of about some of the training you did?
Yeah, it was pretty much about 3 times a week for 3 months. Super intensive, very hardcore. Considering I haven't been in a gym for about 2 years, it was a bit of a shock to the system, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
That's so awesome. And your fight went really well. How do you feel it went?
It was good. I got a bit smiley by the end of it, to be honest, because I was having a lot of fun. Second round, I thought I was going to throw up because I was so tired, not going to lie. But no, it was good. It was good.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Will you come back again next year, do you think?
Yeah, actually, they were teasing me. They said I should do aprons for gloves, so I'll think about that. But I would definitely do Beer Wars again, for sure. For sure.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kerry Dyson. I'm the head brew at T&B Brewing.
All right, so we're out here at the BC Beer Wars. Can you kind of talk about the training that you've gone through for this?
Yeah, so it's 3 months training, and it's pretty hard work. You're putting in 5 to 6 hours every week, a couple of training sessions, and you're doing that for 3 months to train up. So everybody starts from zero, and then you get them into fighting shape. So it's a bit of a journey, and kind of you can see that changes. A lot of people have lost a ton of weight through this, which is it's great for beach season. But you're coming on this journey, and you come out from like just a random brewer, and then now you're fighting in a ring at the Croatian Cultural Center.
No, for sure. I guess, can you kind of talk on why people are doing this?
Yeah, so there's a couple of really good reasons. The reason that I'm in for it, first of all, it's a charity. We're helping the kids. Eastside Boxing Club, they put on after-school programs for children. But also it brings the community together, and it brings them in an interesting way. Like you're going to go in the ring against somebody, and you've been training with these people for 3 months, so it brings you really close. But it's the same thing with the beer industry in Vancouver. Everybody's really close, you know everybody, and if you rumble in the ring, you get really close. It's a really good way to bring people together.
Definitely, I totally believe it. How do you feel your round went?
It went better than I expected. It was a good match. I'm glad that I did it. Got a lot of punches. Gave a couple as well. So pretty happy with the outcome. But it was fun. It's first and foremost, like just getting in there and like going out of your comfort zone. But it was great. It was really fun.
Awesome. Do you think you do it again?
Maybe. If you ask me this again, like today, no answer. But I'll probably get poked by one of the coaches next year, and they'll force me into it. So we'll see. Right now, I'll say tentative. Next year, who knows?
Awesome. I guess just quickly, what's the progress on the brewery?
Yeah, so lots of work going into it. So we're still doing our renovations. We've got a couple of pilot batches that we've been working on. We've got an IPA, a pale ale, and a saison, and really happy with the outcome for those three so far. Now, we're just waiting on renovations. So probably in the next couple of months, we'll be up and ready and doors open. So really excited, ready for the summer for sure.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good one.
If you'd like to check out some of the footage from this event, go to YouTube and search Pacific Beer Chat, or just go to our website, pacificbeerchat.com, and click on the YouTube link. You can also go to the website for the event, bcbeerwars.com, and it gives you a bit of a highlight, and there is a video there. There'll also be some links in the show notes.
If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. We'd love if you would help support us if you think our content gives you some value. You can pitch in as little as a dollar, and we'll mention you on the website. $5 gets you a mention live on the show, and it'll also get you some bonus content we're creating every month. There's also some different levels where you can get stickers, shirts, hats, and that kind of thing. So if you like our show and you want to help us out and help us make better content and upgrade our equipment, check out patreon.com/pacificbeerchat. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Find our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, YouTube, or your favorite podcast site or app at Pacific Beer Chat. Please leave us a review as it helps spread the word about the show and helps new listeners find our episodes. You can find Pacific Beer Chat on social media at Pacific Beer Chat on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us an email at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com with any feedback or comments. We'd love to hear from you. You can also find us at pacificbeerchat.com. We are part of the Hopped Up Network, an international craft beer podcast network. If you enjoy this craft beer-focused show or any other craft beer-focused shows, check out hoppedupnetwork.com. And thanks to Tim of craftbeertourist.com for designing our brand new logo. Thanks to Kevin Ems of Conundrum for allowing us to use the song Lothian in the intro to the podcast. You can find Conundrum on Instagram and Facebook at Music of Conundrum. You can also find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. To play us out, here is the full version of Lothian. Cheers.
I found out so much then. So much more than I can't know. I wanted you so badly, but